Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, Hutto, H-U-T-T-O. Date of birth is 2/26/1941. Date of visit 4/20/2022. Face to face. Ms. Hutto is an 80-year-old woman with history of senile dementia. Her face to face occurred today for certification, for hospice recertification, period. In a paragraph, patient medications was reviewed, medical problems and surgical problems was reviewed, patient's care was discussed with house manager at the group home, D-A-L-I-S-I-A, Delicia. Patient since last visit has had two episodes of urinary tract infection with Foley catheter in place, required antibiotics, period. She has still requiring oxygen at night, but she takes the oxygen off most of the time. She's more confused. She's bedbound. She's chairbound. She's high risk of fall. She has not lost any weight because of lower extremity edema and fluid retention, but she has lost muscle mass, period. She is ADL dependent. She has a total ADL dependency and wears a diaper with bowel and bladder incontinence, period. New paragraph. Let's talk about her behavior, which has worsened since last visit. She has become more belligerent, especially at nighttime, with history of sundowner syndrome. She's eating less, and she's had episodes of running with a... with the owner, with the group home leader, period, because of her dementia, period. She's forgetful. She's not oriented to, she's currently not oriented. And this is definitely a new change from previous visit, from previous face-to-face, period. Patient remains hospice appropriate given her significant change in her dementia. And other comorbidities include hypertension, history of atrial fibrillation, severe weakness, weight loss, mental disorder, patient continues to require care around the clock and medication to requires medication for her behavioral issue, period. Hospice is appropriate, expected to live less than 6 months. Thank you.